So we've looked at the big two, which are really DALL-E and Midjourney, but there are various other image AI tools. Just like there were lots of language models, there were lots of these image tools. And some of the ones that I use, AgentX is actually the main way that I create images for kind of bulk creating images. It gives me the speed. It also gives me the randomness as well, so I can run, you know, 10 iterations of a prompt and, you know, guarantee at least one of them is going to be phenomenal. All of the images within these slides, like this one here, were created with the agents. It also means using the agents, there are no workflow interruptions. And so I can just kind of bulk create, I can batch create like, you know, 10 different prompts, create 100 images, and then just carry on with whatever it was I was doing and return 10 minutes later, an hour later, whatever it is, and then just choose the image that I want without having to be glued to a website, certainly without having to be glued to Discord. And so what you see, by the way, within these slides are probably around the best 30%. So I generally run around 3 generations of each image. And, you know, my prompts aren't particularly advanced, but again, because I'm using DALL-E, they don't need to be, because DALL-E will always turn them into, you know, into a much better prompt. So what you have here is some very lazy broad prompts and then me just choosing the best, probably around 30% of the images. Canva is also phenomenal, okay? So Canva I actually use for a lot of non-AI tasks. I use it for a whole range of things, logos, banners. I actually did these slides in Canva, and later on we'll talk about the different ways that you can create slides. But, you know, just because of the control that it gave me and because of the importance of this training, I actually wanted to do it in Canva. So, you know, phenomenal, phenomenal tool. It does have some AI aspects built in. If you get the pro plan, which is like $10 a month, I think it's absolutely nothing. It's just a really, really great tool that is not too expensive. And Photoshop is another great tool. Very, very powerful, very advanced. And that has got some really cool AI stuff built in for editing of images, creating images with AI, and also extending the canvas. It's probably the most powerful tool that I use for extending the canvas. Leonardo is great at creating photorealistic images. There are no intellectual property guardrails there, so you can create photos of celebrities and things that, you know, other AI tools wouldn't let you, although it's just recently been bought by Canva, and so who knows if that will continue to be the case. And then lastly, we have Ideogram, which is great for text-based images. And also, I'm excited about this one because they have an API which is dropping soon. So if you're looking for kind of an action step to take, I would get hold of a free Canva account, consider getting the Pro, and then get either Midjourney or GPT Plus, so you can use DALL-E. And of course, if you are serious about this, then consider getting hold of AgentX, which I will talk about in more detail in just a short while.